Chapter 22 Rub-a-dub. Whoever had grabbed her, she just kept kicking and punching right up the stairs, backward. But he had held her out so far in front of him that he almost fell on top of her. Then she was out on the deck, in what light there was, and looking at some kind of plastic machine gun, the color of a kid's army toy, in the hands of another one of those big, ugly raincoat guys, this one with no hat and his wet hair slicked back from a face with the skin on too tight.
"You drop her now, Fockhead,"
this one with the gun said, had an accent out of an old monster movie. She barely kept to her feet when the one who was holding her let her go.
"Fockhead," the gun guy said, like Fock Ed. "You try to make move or what?"
"War,"
the one who'd grabbed her said, then doubled over, coughing.
"Baby,"
he said, straightening, then winced, hugging his ribs, looking at her.
"Jesus fuck, you got a kick on you."
Sounded American, but not West Coast. In a cheap nylon jacket with one sleeve half ripped off at the shoulder, white fuzzy stuff hanging out.
"You try to make move,"
and the plastic gun was pointing right at the guy's face.
"War baby! War baby!"
the guy said, or anyway it sounded like that.
"War baby sent me to get her. He's parked back out there past those tank trap things waiting for me to bring her out."
"Arkady!"
It was the one in the plastic hat coming up the stairs behind the guy who'd grabbed her. He had a pair of night vision glasses on, that funny-looking center tube poking out from beneath the brim of his hat. He was holding up something that looked like a miniature aerosol can. He said something in this language.
"Russian?"
He gestured with a little can back down the stairs.
"You use capsicum in an enclosed space like that," said the one who'd grabbed her. "People get hurt. Get you some permanent sinus problems."
A tight-faced man looked at him like he was something crawled out from under a rock.
"You drive, yes?"
he said, gesturing for the hat man to put the thing away, whatever it was.
"We had a coffee. Well, you had tea. Svobodov, right?"
Chevette caught the tight-faced man's glance at her like he hadn't liked her hearing his name. She wanted to tell him she'd heard it rub-a-dub, how this other guy talked, so that couldn't really be it, could it?
"Why you grab her?"
asked the tight-faced man, rub-a-dub.
"She could have got away in the dark, couldn't she? Didn't know your partner here had night vision. Besides, he sent me to get her. Didn't mention you. In fact, they said you didn't come out here."
The one with the hat was behind her now, jerking her arm up in a hold.
"Let me go!"
"Hey,"
the one who'd grabbed her said, like it made things okay. "These men are police officers. SFPD homicide, right?" Rub-a-dub whistled softly.
"Fockhead."
"Cops?"
she asked.
"Sure are."
Which produced a little snort of exasperation from Rub-a-Dub.
"Arkady, now we go. These dirtbags try to spy us from below."
The hat man, pulling off his night glasses and dancing like he had to pee.
"Hey," she said, "somebody's killed Sammy. If you're cops, listen. He killed Sammy Sal."
"Who's Sammy?"
the one in the torn jacket said.
"I work with him at Allied. Sammy Dupree. Sammy, he got shot."
"Who shot him?"
"Rydell, shut the fuck up."
"Shot the fuck up. She's telling us she's got information regarding a possible homicide, and you're telling me to shut up?"
"Yes, I tell you, shot the fuck up.
Water baby, he will explain."
And her arm twisted up so she'd go with them,